Let's look at something carefully. Most people think a problem is something outside them. A person, a circumstance, a pattern that won't change. But a problem is really external. A problem is two opposing ways forward on the same subject. If I speak, I risk disruption. If I stay silent, I betray myself. If I leave, I lose familiar. If I stay, I lose expansion. Notice something. Both directions feel costly. Both directions feel freeing. That's why you feel stuck. Not because you're confused, because you're split. Bring to mind a current problem. Not the story, just the subject. Now ask yourself quietly, what are the two ways forward? Name them clearly. Now ask, what do I gain from each? And what do I fear in each? Feel where that tension lives in your body. Your chest, stomach, jaw. That tension is not about the other person. It's the friction between two identities inside you. One that wants safety. One that wants expansion. For a problem to persist, the internal split remains unexamined. So you blame the partner, the job, the timing. But the discomfort is not coming from them. It's coming from the unchosen self. Inhale slowly from the base of your spine all the way through to the crown. And exhale longer than natural. Pause. Feel the space just outside your skin. Clarity does not remove consequence. It removes confusion. And confusion is what exhausts you. You do not need to act immediately, but you do need to see clearly. When you see the two opposing positions within you, the problem changes shape. It stops feeling like attack. It starts feeling like decision. Let your body register that. The tension begins to soften when the split is acknowledged, not when the other person changes. You are not trapped, you are divided, and internal division can close gently, cleanly, without drama. Stay with that.